I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Allie Burlow. And this time, Allie's cooking up some cold soups for summer in the night kitchen.
I'm cooking late after sunset, and I'm in the dark. Almost. Chopping onions that cast tiny shadows on the cutting board. Tonight I'm making soups. Cold soups. They'll be ready for the next days. It's only in this night kitchen that I can bear to fire up the burners. And my thoughts are less dull from the swamp heat of summer. Outside, the air hangs heavy, like a sticky fever, and smells like cut grass and burnt meat, garlic and skunk. And I'm still sweating. But it's different in front of the stove's blue flames than under the garish heat and humidity of a long summer's day. This bout of night cooking is a comfort to me. It's peaceful in my own space and full of relief. I'm slowly and quietly getting the work done ahead of time. I like that. And these soups are inspired from faraway places like North Africa and Turkey, places I've never traveled. They'll be cups of sustenance, easy meals, helping to clear my head and scratchy throat over the next few days. The first is intricate and complex, peppery hot mixed with sweet smoke and tang. The base is onions cooked dry and speckled with fragrant cumin, cinnamon, paprika, and dried ginger. Then I add the tomatoes, chicken stock, and a couple spoonfuls of solid honey to melt in. All of this is brought up to a fast boil after adding cilantro and parsley, and then taken off the heat just as quickly to start cooling down. It seems like this scalds it and seals the flavors in, because I'm not diluting it or boiling it away. The next day, when it's thoroughly chilled, the honey laces the soup with sweetness, kind of like a golden thread in an embroidered pillow. Its color is opaque pink, like a moon shell or a crab's claw. When I make the last soup of the night, the moon is bright and high, but thunder is rolling across it anyway. And this soup is just as strange. Its base is rice, a beaten egg, salt, 4 cups of yogurt, 3 cups of water, and a stainless steel spoon. Yeah, that's right, a stainless steel spoon dropped into the pot while it's cooking keeps the rice from sticking. It works. Once the rice is done, I add unreasonable amounts of fresh minced herbs, things like basil and cilantro, parsley and mint, and then the soup is done. After a night in the fridge, the soup thickens like a sauce, and maybe it is. It'd be good over cucumbers or strawberries. But for just a cup of soup, I'll add a little cold water in my bowl and serve it with a thick line of cinnamon on top. I leave the soup pot and its spoon left to soak in the sink. They can wait till the morning. I rinse off and fall into bed, comforted by the unwavering sound of a foghorn.
We've got recipes and some photos of these soups on our website. And if you have any cold soup recipes you'd like to share, please get in touch with us and we'll put them up on the website too. It's a perfect time of year for it. Reach out to us on our website, capeandislands.org. You know we'd love to hear from you. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.